My guest at this time is Louisiana Republican Congressman John Fleming. He represents his state's 4th Congressional District. He is in his 4th term, and he is also this year a candidate for the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate. It's a seat currently held by Republican David Vitter, but he is not seeking re-election. It's an open seat, and there are plenty of people hoping to fill it come January of next year. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Greg, always a pleasure to be on with you. Thank you.
What convinced you to make this leap into the Senate race?
Greg, I want to go to the United States Senate because I want to bring Louisiana conservative values to the United States Senate and, frankly, to Washington. And so what are those values? I mean, that's the obvious question. Well, first of all, I've been a business owner for a number of years. I have 500 employees even today that I have to provide Obamacare for and so forth. And our economy, particularly in Louisiana, is really on the decline. And people tell me they want somebody who understands the economy, who's made a payroll, who signed the front of a paycheck. And I'm the only candidate in this race that has done that. Also, I'm a strong believer in gun rights. I have a perennial, every year, an A rating by the NRA on gun rights. I've actually passed gun legislation. Only one in this race that's ever done that. I'm a strong protector of the right to life. Louisiana is the number one right to life state. And then finally, as a veteran, military veteran, and a member of the House Armed Services Committee, I'm a strong defender of the nation. I believe in secure borders and a strong national defense. And there's many examples where I've stood up for that. So, look, Greg, the American people today, and particularly in Louisiana, they are so frustrated with Washington, and so as a result of that, it's time that we make a change, a huge, drastic change in the right direction.
Let's talk a little bit about the field here. Of course, folks who are familiar with Louisiana politics know that there is no primary unless the election day vote doesn't yield the one person with the majority of the vote, in which case there'd be a runoff between the top two finishers. So there's no actual vote in this race till November. Right now, there's you in this race, obviously. There's your fellow Republican Congressman Charles Bustani. There's grassroots activist and former Air Force Colonel Rob Manis. And there's the state treasurer, John Kennedy. And I might be leaving somebody else out. Out of that field, why do you believe you're the best qualified for this job?
Well, I'm the only one who's a proven change agent for Washington. I'm an outsider. John Boehner put me on his blacklist in the House of Representatives, tried to stop me from raising money to support my campaign. And why? Because I didn't go along with his get-along-to-go-along ideas in Washington. And as a result of that, I helped form, and I co-founded, in fact, the House Freedom Caucus, which stopped some bad legislation. But eventually, we forced this speaker, Speaker Boehner, to leave office in midterm, the first time in history that's ever happened, without death, health problems, or scandal. And we even blocked the second-in-command from taking over. So I'm the only proven change agent, the only one who's really proven to have leadership as an outsider against what's happening in Washington today.
Manis, we talked to him a few days ago, and he said leadership is an issue that is firmly in his corner. Here's how he couched that while acknowledging that you have a very, very good voting record.
There are two sitting U.S. congressmen running in this race already. You mentioned one as having a pretty good conservative voting record, and there's no denying that. As a matter of fact, they're all friends of mine. I helped a lot of them get elected. I voted for one of them because of the job he's doing at the state level. He's doing a good job at it. But they're not leaders. They're not proven leaders that are going to go up and lead.
So I guess you have different definitions of leadership. You've explained the issues you believe you've led on. So when he brings up that allegation, as it sounds like he will in this campaign, what will you point to in addition to perhaps the leadership?
I'm sure that my opponents don't want to deal with the reality of the situation. Look, I shook up Washington, tried to work within the scheme of things, tried to work to move leadership in the right direction. And when my colleagues and I could not get them to move in the right direction and stand up against the Obama agenda, repeal Obamacare, defund Obamacare, defund Planned Parenthood, defund the Syrian refugee influx, we just had to make a change. And no one in this race, and in fact, very few people in history, have brought about the leadership for change in Washington that I have, and I want to continue that in the United States Senate.
How would you like to see the Senate run differently? I know there's obviously been, you talked about the frustrations with the House leadership. There's been some frustrations among conservatives with the Senate leadership as well. Do you think more conservative voices could influence Leader McConnell in a way that's more acceptable to conservatives in the Senate, or do you think a leadership change would be necessary there?
Well, I think there's no question that populating the Senate with conservative-minded people who have strong conservative voting records, as I have, and I'll say, incidentally, that I have the most conservative voting record among all members of our delegation, both House and Senate. We need to populate the Senate, and we need to create a House Freedom Caucus in the United States Senate as well. And I have two of my Freedom Caucus colleagues who are also running for the Senate. And the three of us will join together with the likes of Mike Lee and others. And we'll be a force for change in the Senate. And the Senate needs to do its work. We've sent a number of bills from the House which have been ignored by the Senate. We will change that. We will change that once and for all.
Where can folks find out more about you, learn more about you, and get involved in your campaign if they wish to do so?
Very simply, go to my website, Fleming4LA, that's Fleming, FLEMINGFORLA.com, FlemingForLA.com, and from there you can sign up for our newsletter, give us your email so we can communicate with you. You can go to Facebook, Twitter. We have all lines of communication, and even some old-fashioned ones like snail mail and actual telephone. So, but that's the starting point for that, and we're more than happy to communicate with folks. We also will be traveling throughout the state and meeting and greeting people onward as we go towards the election.
Lastly, do you expect the presidential race to have much bearing on your campaign? Obviously, there's a fierce competition right now among Republicans for the presidential nomination, and some folks have said they think there could be ramifications down ballot if certain candidates get the nomination, Donald Trump in particular. Do you expect that to have much of an impact on Louisiana?
I really believe that the presidential election and the state of it currently is the canary in the coal mine. Because look back at the Iowa caucuses, and Iowa is similar to Louisiana, conservative socially and otherwise, 60% of the vote getters were outsiders. Outsiders like Cruz. Cruz is, even though he's serving in the Senate, he's considered an outsider like me and an outcast by leadership like me. And then you have Donald Trump, who's never served in office. And then Ben Carson, who's never served in office. They sucked up 60% of the votes. And so what is happening today in the national election is definitely, from our polling results, show it's going on in Louisiana as well. They're looking for an outsider, but an outsider with a proven conservative record of change. And that's why I think we're in a very good position to win this Senate race.
A lot of critical Senate races going on while the media oxygen focuses, of course, a lot on the presidential race. We'll be sure to check back in with you as the campaign trail continues. Congressman, always a pleasure to have you with us. Thanks for your time and best wishes to you.
Greg, thank you so much. Appreciate you.
Louisiana Republican Congressman John Fleming represents his state's 4th congressional district. He is now a candidate for the U.S. Senate in the state of Louisiana. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.